She done turned off her camera. Let's go for the back-to-back WNBA champions. Has not happened since over 21 years, y'all. The back-to-back champions. I don't know if you're watching Major League Baseball. I don't know if you're watching some pregame NBA. You need to have been having watched this game four of the WNBA Finals. This is where it's at. This is what's going on. This is what it's about. Let's give it up to these ladies. Mo.
We have to. Good? We have to. Hey, sis. Listen. That's what I was about to say. Turn my thing up, but I couldn't. Yeah. Give it up to these ladies.
Hey, you know it's serious when Mo's not feeling well. I've got been doing way too much this last week. Finally moved. Have not even set up, but we had to go on to spread love, to share love, to just really enjoy what's happened here. Not only are the Las Vegas Aces the first team to bring a championship to Las Vegas, they're the first team also to have a back-to-back championship now in Las Vegas. And what's crazy is I was talking to somebody who was doing one of my installs, said he was a sports enthusiast, did not know that the Aces were the first team to bring a championship to Las Vegas. Did not.
Do you know the Aces existed?
That they were the first. He knew the Aces existed. He did not know they brought the first championship here. He knew it was the Golden Knights. And I was like, ugh, I hate being wrong. I just really do, you know?
Right.
Oh, man. But let's discuss about how the finals went. I mean, here's the deal. We're already down Candace Parker for the whole finals, the whole playoffs. We already knew that was going on. We're already down our center. We've had Kia in. Chelsea goes down. What looks to be maybe an ACL tear, something in the leg happened to her last game, game three. Most likely she wasn't going to play today. It was announced she wasn't going to play today or possibly a game five. Then Kia gets up today and says, I'm not feeling good. She's in an ankle boot. She's not doing great. Both Kia and Chelsea are out for a critical game four in New York where they just beat us in game three. We're down two players and fans are kind of going crazy. Media are talking about a game five in Vegas. But you know who didn't care about all that? The Aces, the team, those ladies. They sat there and knew that they'd been through so much this year and did so much together as a team that they could pull this off. And with a coach like Becky and with Asia, the real MVP, the WNBA Finals MVP, on their back. I mean, come on. It's just... I'm amazed. This could be a three-peat. I don't want to speak too soon. I know I said it back-to-back last year after the championship. I just want to say, you know, maybe it's a three-peat. Maybe it's a three-peat season here. What's your thoughts, Mo? You're a little quiet.
You were talking. I was waiting for you to get it all out. You got it?
I mean, this is that we talk, we banter back and forth. You've been cutting me off for so long. I was waiting for you to cut me off again.
I was waiting for you to be done. Like, you still had a lot to say, so I'm just waiting.
No.
And listening to everything you said and taking note to what you were saying, I 100% agree with you. And let's not forget, we went through a lot. So let's just backtrack to not only losing Candace. We had the scandal with a former player and all of that. Becky suspension for three games right in the opening of the season. We had Raquenna Williams, who was actually a beast off the bench and a very strong contributor if we had had her. But her situation got us down. So for these ladies to still rally and keep the record that they had, and not to mention come back so strong in this game. And honestly, let me give a great loud shout out to the quietest sixth person and then the co-sixth person. I got to give it to Alicia Clark because had it not been for her, on a lot of these, they probably would not have been able to stay in this game. She actually was.
I got to pull up her stats too while you're talking.
And I'm going to tell you something. Who else was an X factor in this game in the third quarter who wasn't shook about nothing and probably should play more often when their backs are against the wall is Sydney Colson. You're doing a back behind the back pass like it's nothing to Kelsey Plum. You're not shook about none of these. You play
none of them.
You play exactly like you have been in this game the whole series. You were unbothered. You fouled when necessary. You were scrappy. You made plays. You actually gave these women the confidence to do what they did in the third quarter for Asia Gold, that 9 run. Because this was a slow motion game from the very beginning. There was no high energy or fast impact. And that's what Chelsea Gray brings. She makes the game go fast. Without her, the game is slow. It lags. It's just kind of like at your own pace type of situation for open looks and all this other kind of stuff. But when Sydney Colson got in there in that third quarter, and she should have started in the fourth. I would have kept that rotation going in the fourth. I probably would have.
Well, no, Sydney had five fouls in 10 minutes. Sydney had five fouls.
If you continue where it left off and let it start in the fourth, you bring Kayla George back in, slows the momentum down, in my opinion. It's not a good look. My starting five probably would have had Sydney in it at the very beginning, just to see that and keep that same intensity and energy going. Keep those girls on their toes like that, the Liberty I'm speaking. I think she brought confidence to those players in the third
quarter. She's lightning fast, too. Lightning fast. And she was picking up Johannes when she was a clear across the court. I mean, it was amazing. Again, about Alicia Clark and AC, like, she really, I mean, she's one of the reasons why Breanna Stewart's numbers aren't so high. Breanna Stewart had 10 points total today. 10 points. 10. She was 3 for 17.
The thing with the MVP thing, and we keep talking about this going back and forth with Asia, definitely deserving MVP. You have to understand, too, Breanna Stewart, they're looking at the minutes that she played, and she played more minutes this season than what Asia did. So if you're going to go off of the efficiency, like Becky was talking in post-game interview, yes, efficiency matters, and time matters with that efficiency. She got it because she played a lot of games, and she played longer. She played, you know, what she did. You know what I mean? And we all said that the MVP ain't going to be nothing to a ring. You know, we knew this girl was going. She's our MVP. You know what I mean? We don't need the naysayers.
She got another ring. She don't need the MVP.
She don't. And I was quite, and I literally was crying, Melissa, when I saw Kayla George out there. Oh my gosh. Like, because I was like, oh, shoot, here we go. But not for nothing. Congratulations, Kayla George. You actually moved up a notch from Kia Stokes of having 2.3 points averaged instead of 2.2.
She had three threes.
You were 1 for 11 from the field, but you start. I think she ended up being, 3 from 11 after?
Yeah, she had three. I think
three spots of a three.
Yep.
But it's just,
I think she actually had more points than Kelsey Plum. I think she had more points than Kelsey Plum. Kelsey did not have a good game today. Kelsey was not herself.
I mean, Kelsey.
Her defense was terrible. She gave up the ball. There was the team had 11 turnovers.
I think Jackie was more lacking than Kelsey. I think Jackie was not D'ing up and was running out of steam and getting unenergized. I felt like, you know, both of them were trying to be work dogs, but I think the communication, when you throw an element like a Kayla George in the mix, you could tell that that's a unit that normally don't play like together. Communication is off. Turnovers are high. Like, they just don't play with her. And I think you need to incorporate that more often.
And that's why we know that Kayla's been playing for 17 years professionally, but you could tell that she's not used to playing at that magnitude.
Absolutely,
because she was bright red.
No.
She was
feeling
it.
The lights were on her. Lights were on her. You're in the low post. You jump back up for the ball. You don't try to pass it out, or you don't let it go out of bounds. You don't like to turn it over. You know, but the fact that they strategized to have her take a shot was excellent to me, because she was uncontested. No one was trying to defend her. And they go in, and someone go out. But she was effective on the boards. I'm not going front, but it was definitely kind of a shocker for me to see that, when I personally would have put Asia in the low post up against Jonquil. I would have put her. I would have had Alicia Clark running forward, and I would have put either Kirsten Bell or Sydney Colson as another guard coming in. Like, I would have had it start like that, because I just didn't see that element of a big being that effective.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, Becky made it happen. She got these ladies, and the ladies brought another championship to Las Vegas. Okay. However, it worked out. It worked out. And, you know, we can always talk about Sid, let me just show you. Sid basically, hang on, where is she at? Nope, that wasn't it. Nope, that's not it either. Sid basically took the mic away from Holly and said, listen, nobody put respect on our names, and nobody thought we could do this. Everybody in New York is booing. And of course, she's like, night, night. Hilarious.
Right.
So hilarious. When Asia got the trophy for MVP, everybody that was still there, that was probably Aces fan, chanting MVP, of course, because everybody knows that she should have been the season's
absolutely
WNBA MVP. And to see how this series turned out, it's only obvious, I think, to everybody now, the mistake in that. But again, like you said, you know, having two rings is better than that. So
what can that's what I think, you know. And I'm happy for him. I thought we were coming back Friday to a game. I was like, oh shoot, we got a game on Friday. But I'm happy it didn't go to game five, because I would have been nervous because you got that factor of Chelsea Gray out.
I was nervous today. I couldn't even like sit still. I just listen, I know for them, did you see Sabrina was so nervous she threw up in the trash can? They showed it on the video.
Yeah, that's something that she does. So yeah. I mean, it's a very stressful moment. I mean, honestly, I probably wouldn't have called a timeout with only 8 seconds left. I think we would have just had to let that play out. Because the inbound pass, you knew it just, man, listen, it wasn't gonna work.
And Josh, I mean, the last two minutes. Like,
buzzer beater. She had
like I said, I mean, here I think it would have been a completely different series had Breonna Stewart been able to shoot or got her shot in. I mean, whether it be AC on defense or her just shot totally off, that could have been a game changer right there. For us to only have won by how many points? Like 2, 3?
We only won by one, right? Or two. What was it? 69-70?
Okay, yeah, because we didn't score. It was only 1 point. Yeah, it's only won by 1 point. And to have Breonna Stewart have only 10 points in a finals game, which is like unheard of.
That's because it was one or the other with them. Van Lierschoot hadn't showed up the whole series, and tonight she turns it on.
I mean, she did all right last series. Last game she had, I think she had double digits last series as well. Not as much as tonight.
I don't know. This was her game tonight.
But even JJ, 6 points. 6 points. The team with bigger bigs had less points in the paint than the Aces did. Ionescu, 13 points. Basically just three-pointers.
Shout out to him. Yes, one by one. Yeah, I watched the game. I hope you watched the game too. Like, I hope everybody watched this series because it was so freaking good. Like, it was so good.
Good series. You kind of wanted I wish it would go to like 7 games so we could have at least 5. I mean, to see these teams match up and to play this tough is just... Listen,
going down the road, you never know in the future that rules may change. You just never know. But to get the audience and the viewership and all of that through this whole thing from beginning to end is just, I'm at a little lost for words. It's spectacular.
It's great. It's I'm excited. I just want to know about the parade. I mean, you know, the parade took a little while to put together last year. I'm wondering if they already had started planning. You know, we've got F1 in town and the construction with that. How does this affect the parade's route or how that's going to work? Because, you know, all of Bellagio is pretty much closed off. F1's closed off. So we'll see what they do something different here this year. Or if they do it, do they wait till after the parade or after the F1? Or do they wait and do it before? I thought they should just let the players ride in the cars. But Maybe not.
I want to see Usher at this parade this time. Asia has already asked you once. She may ask you again. We need to see you at this parade. That's all I ask. There needs to be a performance with Usher and just a little snippets of a few here and there. I mean, I don't care. I just want to see Usher. She's asked for you to come. So I need him to be there. Wherever this parade may be or where this celebration may be. Hey, throw a big thing at Michelob Ultra. I don't care. Just do something celebratory. Because the roads are just jacked all the way up. We can't have our strip.
All the way up. So I don't know. People can't get around for nothing. Shout out to everybody in the chats. We appreciate you. I see Jorge, Natalie, Jonathan. Sorry, I got allergies terribly. Andre said, is this team better than the Comets team?
The Comets won back to back.
I feel like the Comets were a different kind of team. But it was a different kind of team. Like, you were based mainly on point guards, and you don't have the hybrid players like you do now. You don't have like an Asia Wilson type character. I don't know. I just feel like
I think this is a better look for sure.
What's up, Arlington? Shout out. Yes, the championship edition. We had to come on, even though, like I said, Mo's sick and I've been exhausted from a move all week, but we got to say what's up to everybody and just celebrate the ladies. I'm sure there'll be plenty more celebration as the weeks go on and as we figure out what's happening for the championship parade. That's going to be the highlight. Because last year, I don't know if I put it on here. I wish I had put it on here. I don't think I put the video on here. Dang it. The championship parade last year was phenomenal. You can go to our Facebook page. I threw it in the group. On our Twitter, I put up the parade. We give it a share. Then we forget about Coach Staley. Coach Staley, Dawn Staley, was in audience courtside. She was tweeting about how she likes it here on her seats because she can say all that she wants and never get to.
And not
never
get checked. Yeah.
Yep. And here's and here's her.
Yeah, South Carolina, let's go.
Fighting for her.
That's girl. Asia's home. That's the one. So she's going to be there. She's a rider. Teaspoon was there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It was great. Cooper. It was great. It was just...
Listen... The New York VIP list is a lot different. Even for Vegas, like, we got VIPs, but New York got A-list VIPs. Like,
because it's the other tinsel town, New York or L.A. That's where they go. New York's always going to bring them. It's New York.
Yes.
What were we expecting?
Yes, we did it again.
I was expecting more to show up, but not less. I was expecting more to see.
Except absolutely. And like, yes, show. Steve, yes. Without three of our starters,
yeah,
we made this happen, which is great. Alexander, thank you. Congrats to the Aces. What's up, Big Alex?
So
Big Lex. Hey, it's going to be a party out here. It's going to be happening in Vegas. I can't wait because the weather hopefully will be a little bit cooler too. We're starting to finally get into our fall temperatures-ish, even though it's still like 90 outside today and tomorrow. But again, big shout out to Las Vegas Aces. We are... So we've been here since the Aces have been here, covering them, going to games, watching them, seeing them change the transitions, and to see them make this happen twice back-to-back is truly a phenomenal feat. So excited for the organization. Again, this was a short show tonight. We're going to do our NFL picks and move it along so that Mo can feel better and I can get to start unpack some stuff. But... Hey, make sure to tune into Vegas PBS on Friday morning. I'll be joining Amber there on Vegas PBS to talk about the Las Vegas Aces. So tap in.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm sorry you can't be there. I know, you know, work calls.
It's all
right?
Good. Represent.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All right. So, Mo, last week in the NFL picks, we tied 1-1. So look at this.
And
this
what a week is what I'm of NFL about. And upsets, right? But I called there was going to be an upset on those 5-0 teams. I just didn't know
what. Man, what I said, Browns. I said, man, Browns, Niners. I would love for the Browns, but of course, you know, I didn't. Ugh, listen, I made two bets and I didn't make no more because there were so many upsets. I was just like, I'm just going to stop this week. I don't want to keep going. I'm over it. I'm truly over it. So yeah, between the Browns beating the Niners, both of our undefeated teams are gone. So Philly 49ers no longer undefeated. The Broncos are still losing.
Yeah, we love that. And the Chargers won on Monday night, so they can sit at the two at the bottom, and we'll sit our 3-3 right
there. You go. There you go. There you go.
Yeah,
Yeah, tough for the Eagles. But I need Jalen Hurts to step it up because he is really hurting my fantasy. He's hurting my fantasy football in a major way. I cannot anymore.
The unsuspecting quarterbacks are actually the ones balling out, which is crazy.
Keep an eye on Gardner Minshew. Watch out.
I picked up Jared Goff because I feel like the Detroit Lions are just a sleeper team. These are the teams that you got to be careful for.
Listen, Seattle was lucky to get a win against them. So we're the only loss they got.
Right. Like, come on, man.
All right. So fantasy football wise, remember, we got a big bye week this week. Week 7, Panthers are gone. Bengals are off. The Cowboys are off. Texans, Jets, Titans. So that's going to really be affecting a lot of people's fantasy on top of all the injuries.
It's not affecting my fantasy because when you fantasy draft, and even though they graded me so low, I'm fourth place in the women's and I'm like fourth place in the men's. You draft looking at the bye weeks. You never pick these players with the same
bye
weeks.
Well, of course. You can never do that.
And some people do. They go off of just a player and forget about the week. And then they're sitting in all reds and can't sub. So,
Right.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. I just think the week of Sunday football was probably one of those seasons of footballs where people had great parlays and just for banking on the wrong thing, be it the money line, be it just the over-unders, and be it that the upsets of those two teams. I mean, it's just crazy.
That
even happened. So,
all right. So Thursday Night Football, we've got the Jaguars 4-2 at the Saints that are 3-3.
I'm going with the Saints on this one.
You're going with your Saints again. They lost last week. Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. I'm going to go Jacksonville on this one.
Okay. Trevor Lawrence, is it iffy if he's going to play or not? Remember, he's got that shoulder issue.
Oh, the shoulder issue.
We don't know if Trevor Lawrence, and I'm not trying to give you no gimmies. You go with that because that's what you chose.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go with it. I'm rolling. With it,
but Trevor Lawrence is doubtful. Questionable.
Well, everybody's questionable on Wednesday, it feels like. You know, everybody goes from healthy to questionable, and then it turns around and becomes healthy on Friday.
We'll see, because Deshaun Watson was out. Now he's back to questionable. We'll see if he plays something.
Okay. The Lions at the Ravens. Man, I don't.
I'm going with Detroit.
Tough. Lions are tough.
I'm going with Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought Ravens would be doing a little bit more this year. I mean, 4-2 isn't bad. We're still early, but I just haven't seen that off.
Ravens lost this week, didn't they?
They beat Tennessee.
Oh, they beat Titans, though. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we got your Raiders at the Bears. Bears are still 1-5, but Justin Fields definitely killed me last week on fantasy because he had such a great week the week before. I kept him in thinking he could at least do partially good, and that didn't happen.
I'd rather have Jordan Love. I'm going with my Raiders, and I got something to say to Raider Nation. You guys don't stop. If you guys don't start passing this ball to this man named Devontae Adams, I am going to lose my mind. No way should Devontae Adams be sitting in my starting fantasy team and only earning 5 points. I'm sorry, correction, 9 points. When he's like a 25 to 30 point type player.
Oh my God.
Aaron Rodgers said it on Pat McAfee's show. All you have to do is throw him the ball. He finds a way of catching it. That's the magic of Devontae Adams. In the tightest of slots, in the craziest of throws, Devontae Adams will catch that ball. That is why he is the wide receiver that he is. And Raider Nation, I need y'all to wake up and give him some more looks. Because if you don't get looks, he doesn't get looks. He's going to look one way and go another direction, and we won't have him no more to look at. So I need y'all to give this man some looks. This is crazy. Top wide receiver in the league, and he's only giving you 9 points. He only got advanced of what, a couple yards in the last game? Like, it's ridiculous.
I was shocked that he is not getting no look. I mean, but neither here nor there. The Browns are playing in Indianapolis versus the Colts. Had a big win going up against the Colts. I got to roll with the Browns still on this one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do the same. Just because Brown's defense is so ridiculous with Myles Garrett out there, it's just
wild.
They're now looking at as a elite defense. That's what won them a game against San Francisco, who's supposed to have this legendary defense. But Brown's defense is just where they come from. Crazy.
I'm saying. You got Buffalo at New England. I don't think that's really much of a call. Is Belichick going to stay around after this
Josh
season?
Josh Allen's questionable too, but I mean, even without him, they still will win that game.
Yeah, it was Commanders at the Giants.
God, another ugly
so
game.
Somebody had tweeted, like, why didn't anyone recognize Darren Waller at the game today? And people were like, well, nobody from the Giants wants to be recognized right now.
Well, he actually had his best game last week. And unfortunately, that was a pass interference and a hold, and they didn't call it in the red zone for them to win that game. That was kind of, they cheated them out of that game, honestly. I was a little tight about that.
He did get me some points. I will give him that. But in general, the Giants are 1-5. No one's really thinking highly of them right now.
Who are they playing?
They play the Commanders at home.
Oh, I'm going to go conference with the Giants.
Game. Okay. I'm going to go with the Commanders.
Because they're going to have a redemption game. And the thing of it is when they didn't do that call, this is payback right now. Like, come on.
And without they'll get a redemption dimes, game some game.
Their second string quarterback that they have is actually really effective for them. So
yeah. All right, the Falcons at the Bucks. Bucks lost last week.
Badly.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did to Detroit. Actually, it wasn't that bad. It was all right. It wasn't like a gut crush, but yeah, they didn't score well. Falcons at the Bucks at home. 3-3 versus 3-2.
I'm going to go with the Bucks.
I'm going to go with Atlanta. Okay. We'll see how that goes. All right, Steelers at the Charger. I'm sorry, Steelers at the Rams. Oof. God,
the Rams, they struggle. But they are actually, I think they may have a chance to win this game. So I'm going to roll with
that. Yeah, against Pittsburgh, I believe the same. Yeah. All right, Arizona in Seattle. Well, speaking of which, my game this past weekend was crap. We didn't deserve to win that game. The fact that our offense has had, like, our running back, K9, had, like, three offensive holes was blowing me out of my mind. Geno didn't have a good game, but alas, you know, that's how it goes. We got Arizona this week. I mean, we're at home. It's a good comeback game, so
I honestly think you guys will win that with 12th man and all.
All right, so we got Green Bay Packers at the Denver Broncos. Will Russell be here next year? Oh, that's the question.
Going against any AFC team that's not my team. AFC
West. All right, well, here's one for you then. The Chargers at Kansas City.
I don't want either one of them to win, and you know this.
I know.
But if I had to pick a winner in this, I would pick the Chargers over the Chiefs just to knock them down a peg.
Just to knock them down a peg.
But I got to be realistic to the situation. I don't know what's going on with Justin Herbert. It's a little off. Something's amiss.
Yeah, he had a lot of passes that did not even reach his receivers.
This may be their redemption game, but I'm going to go with Kansas City on this divisional one.
Okay.
Dang, I hate to say that.
We got a good Sunday night football game. We've got Miami going to Philly. One of our viewers on YouTube said that Eagles are coming back against Miami with the win on Sunday. So you heard it here first. Mm-hmm. Miami in Philly, both 5-1. I got to go with KK here and take Philly. I also need Jalen Hurts reform so I can actually win in my guys league.
Right. Yeah. So I'm team Jalen.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll with that too.
All right.
Both 5-1 though. And they're playing where in Miami? 5-1
in Philly.
Oh, in Philly. Oh, yeah.
In Philly. Philly. I could really use an ish.
I don't see them upset. I don't see that being an upset game. I feel like Philly's going to give them a run.
Monday Night Football. So 49ers, who are also 5-1, visit Minnesota Vikings that are 2-4. What happened to Minnesota?
Well, Justin Jefferson happened with them doing really well, but then it just, I don't know. Turned.
But could this be the upset for the, I mean, I guess, well, the Niners aren't going to get upset 2 weeks in a row, so.
Upset at home.
I would love that, but.
Upset at home? I don't think so.
No, they're in Minnesota.
Oh, they are
I'm just saying that the Niners aren't going to get upset 2 weeks in a row.
No. Not at all. They're gonna have a because
they got beat by the Browns at Cleveland. Now they're heading to Minnesota, and they're gonna want some kind of. Although Brock Purdy didn't look great at the end of last game, so who knows? I'm gonna roll with Minnesota just cause.
I'm about to say switch back to Minnesota because you never know. I don't know.
Right? Because we both thought the Browns last week, and we're like, nah, it's gonna be.
Cold weather may not be their best friend.
We gonna see what happens. Hey, one more time for everyone that's tuned in. If you're just catching it, we have a short show today because we want to just jump on real quickly to celebrate our ladies, the new back-to-back WNBA champions, the Las Vegas Aces. Has not happened in over 20 years, and it's happening with these ladies here. So if you're not an Aces fan and haven't been, if you live in Vegas, you got to get on the boat. Get on the train, get on whatever, and start celebrating that these ladies have done something amazing and magical. Asia Wilson with the WNBA MVP, finals MVP. It was a great, great time. I'm going to have to watch the game all over again. Who knows?
It was a great
good
game.
Time. Yeah. So that's it for us.
Bottles. I love it.
Listen, I popped my Truly for them just so I could celebrate something with them.
Very nice.
All right, y'all, we appreciate you tuning in. You can always catch the replay, catch up on the beginning of the show. We'll be back here next week with a real live and full show for you guys. And we've got a great guest lined up. So make sure you stay tuned. Yes, chat back please, in with us. Follow us on all social media. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Holla back. And we will see you guys next week.
Yes. Bye. Hey, Sam.